Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. David Skinner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. David's a new friend. He's the author of an exciting new book that especially if you remember when a certain thing happened, it's really exciting. And the book is called The Story of Ain't. David is he's a writer and an editor. He is currently the editor of Humanities Magazine. He's a former contributor to the Weekly Standard. He's written for a number of publications, the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, et cetera. And he's here to talk to us about this new book. David Skinner, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, David. Congratulations on your book.
Thanks. It's been going pretty well so far.
The story
it just came out
of...
last week, but we've gotten a number of reviews, and almost all of them have been quite positive.
You've got some really good reviews that I've seen. The Story of Ain't, tell the audience, let's get that started, and then we'll go back and bring a little history into it. Tell them what you mean by The Story of Ain't.
Well, in 1961, a very controversial dictionary was published by GNC Merriam and Company. This is the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Right.
And this edition was called Webster's Third. And it created or produced an amazing backlash in the press. Really, no other dictionary has ever caused such a stir as Webster's Third did in 1961. They sent out a press release saying that ain't was now in the dictionary, and that ain't was, quote, used orally by many cultivated speakers. And
that's called justification, isn't it?
this is an explosive suggestion to many newspaper editors across the country. All over the country, you saw headlines like "Ain't wrong." others more disagreeable, saying "No, ain't still has taint." and you can imagine it's just a. And well, one after the other in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles.
In 1961, I was in school outside of in a suburb of Chicago. I was in elementary school in a suburb of Chicago, and I remember hearing teachers talk about it. I remember the news. I was probably in the fifth or sixth grade, I guess. I've forgotten. And so I remember hearing teachers talk about this. Now, remember, in those days, teachers looked like school marms. You know what I mean? They'd been, some teachers had been around for a long time. That means that maybe they started teaching before the second Merriam-Webster dictionary came out in the early 30s, right? So,
that's right.
So let me tell you something. There's only one word to describe how the teachers that I was around in those days how they thought about ain't being in the dictionary. They were scandalized.
Well,
it was absolutely you could have used a swear word and it wouldn't have offended them anymore.
Well, the funny thing is that even though Merriam-Webster made a really big deal about ain't being in the dictionary, it actually wasn't the first time that ain't had been in the dictionary. The more conservative dictionary before this, Webster's Second, also had ain't in the dictionary. It just denounced it while including a definition.
And that
for
was
it,
okay thing. Because it wasn't like people were denying that it existed. It's just that educated people didn't use such words. And
yeah.
Boy, you talk about getting your knuckles wrapped. If you were in elementary school and you said ain't, I mean you would be punished for that.
Yeah, there used to be something called Good Grammar Week in America, where English teachers would get together and have their students swear not to use ain't for
right.
7 days.
So, well, listen, your mother and father, your aunts and uncles would do it too. I mean, they didn't like it either. Even if they used it, they didn't want kids doing it.
Yeah,
you think we were talking about something a lot worse, with him, but it's true. Go ahead.
I think so too. I think it's also interesting from a business point of view. I mean, a lot of businesses deal with the problem of how to communicate with their customer. Mm-hmm. And in this case, Merriam-Webster was making a certain kind of bet that they really wanted to grab people's attention with
right.
this talk about ain't being in the dictionary for the first time and ain't being treated more liberally than previously.
Hold on to that comment, Dave. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, have things gotten better or worse since 1961 and Webster's Third? We'll talk about that with David Skinner. The book is called The Story of Ain't. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.